The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The American English phrase, "the sky is the limit," means that nothing can stop anyone or anything from succeeding. Because the sky is unlimited, the phrase "sky is the limit" is used to mean that there are no limits or restrictions, so anything is possible. The phrase "sky's the limit," usually prefixed with an article, both in speech and in writing, is used to say that there are no limits, anything is possible. When you first see or hear the phrase "sky's the limit," since it says the sky's the limit, you may be inclined to take the term at face value, and think it expresses a sort of limit. The phrase is one many people use to say there is no price that is too high, or there is no opportunity that is too unlikely. The sky's the limit line kind of implies if you can see this goal, it is really possible to achieve that goal. The sky's the limit. For some, to set their sights higher, there is no such thing as an impossible achievement. If you truly believe that you can reach your goals, then the odds are very good you will. The more you believe in your dreams, and the more you work toward them, the more likely it is that your life will unfold as you envision. With the right kind of character, drive, and confidence, you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. If you want to accomplish big things, you have to persist, because it is going to take time. You can take lessons from the people who achieved great things, because they also had their own limitations and weaknesses. Instead of being discouraged, the people who achieved great success accepted these, and in doing so turned them into assets instead of liabilities. You can look to any successful person in the world to be inspired, and you will see that even their success did not happen overnight. Even people who are talented enough to have great success may come across some sort of limitation in their lives at one time or another. It is usually used to tell someone that, let us say, because of their intelligence or talents, they can do whatever they want to do in life, that there is no limit to their advancement and success. It just indicates the idea that, if we set our minds to it, we, as humans, can accomplish anything. As mentioned earlier, this idiom is considered to be a metaphorical expression, so it is cautionary to say the phrase means virtually nothing is limited. To say the sky is the limit is to say there are not really any limits at all, or, at the very least, that there are not, literally or metaphorically, any limits. The sky is the limit, and you know that you can have whatever you want, become whatever you want. Do not just restrict yourself to sky, when there is an entire galaxy. Never say the skies are the limit when zoning laws explicitly enforce a hard cap. The sky is the limit for what you can build, as well as what could happen to you and your family. Sure, there are some limitations. It could be social, financial, cultural, or personal, but do not let those be a reason you feel like why your vision is not going to come true. The minute that you are able to break through this pall of fear and push on, you will be entering into a world of wonderful joy, tremendous excitement, and limitless joy that comes from feeling accomplished. God is to us what the sky is to the little bird, who cannot see beyond her limits, nor can she reach her far distant horizon, but who can lose herself in only the vastness and the vastness of the blueness that is a little bird herself. From the grass of the field to the stars in the sky, everyone is doing exactly this, and in nature there is such deep peace and transcendent beauty, for no one of them is trying to forcefully break through its limits. I have been given, chosen, grateful that I have been given, to alter the neuropathways of the brain. When I switched from work to love, it all changed, everything started shifting, because is it not? When you find your passion, it is a work of love, there is no limits on what you can do, whom you can reach, how you can impact for good. Having a limit with the word limiting, which I will proudly proclaim, is a blocking on energy which limits me. The sky's the limit was picked up and used as a title for Fred Astaire, Joan Leslie movie during a different period of intense interest in powered flight, mid-World War II 1943. At this point, The boxer may have thought that his the limit was to be world champion. Like so many early happenings taking place in New Jersey, the sky is the limit. Embraced ideas about playing, improvising, and turning a seemingly normal setting, like the sky over us, into an ephemeral piece of art. Just before noon, in the dead of winter in New Jersey, a 12-by-100-foot sheet of polyethylene plastic dropped on the heads of Rutgers University students attending weekly assemblies at Douglas College's Voorhees Chapel, marking the start of Hendrick's initial performance of 1969. Breaking through the limitations of replicating an original, Jeffrey Hendrick's The Sky is the Limit provides the unique opportunity for an audience member to become part of the tradition of the avant-garde New Jersey. In such instances, the idiom the world is oyster could be used synonymously with the sky as the limit.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Carla and this was episode 39 of Podka. See ya next time.